providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for the second half of the KE Report. Got a bit of a treat for you right now. A good friend of Jim's and mine is a fellow by the name of Martin Cognac. Martin wrote a book entitled Losing America, Our National Crisis of Legalities versus Judgment. Wrote it under a pen name, and I applaud him for doing that. Talks about subjects like family values, free speech, gun rights, ethics, and morals. On the one hand, and he also talks about socialism, liberalism, voting machines, illegal aliens, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa on the other side. Very interesting book. You can pick it up if you'd like to. It's a very quick read. The book is around 150 pages, but he says, in my opinion, everything there is to say about what's going on in America today. Just click on the logo, if you would, that I've included with this particular interview. Jimmy, why don't you start us out, bud?
Well, I just want to thank Martin for coming on the show, and of course, congratulate him on writing the book. You know, Martin is he was our neighbor here for a while, and he moved down to Sparks or Reno, somewhere down there. Martin,
I'm in Sparks.
In Sparks, and so he escaped from the cold, wet Pacific Northwest down to that dry, sometimes cold, sometimes hot Nevada desert. Pretty neat place. And we've had a lot of discussions up here on before he left on different issues that were facing the nation. And I think at one of the last meetings that we had in our book club, we talked about some of these challenges and what's happening in America. So what did you do with your book to capture some of those thoughts and ideas? Can you give us just a minute or two of the general idea of what you wanted to do with this book?
Well, actually, yes. Basically, the title itself and the table of contents says just about everything that about what's going on in the country. The invasions. Basically, the book is an episode of four different types of invasions. We've got the invasions of physical invasions of people trying to get into our country illegally from every direction on every border. And then second, we have invasions of foreign religious factions, such as the Muslims, which we know they're already in our country and creating problems. And they're totally incompatible with our culture, philosophies, morals, laws, and whatever. And third, we have invasions of political thoughts and ideals that are destructive to our freedoms, our economy, our futures, and it's not only from Muslims and other foreigners, but amazingly, it's from many of our very own citizens, judges, political leaders, and wealthy leftist billionaires. And then the fourth invasion is we got physical invasions of lawless American citizens, paid for and inspired by leftists and socialists, that they're American citizens that protest, riot, and create civil disorder, and they want to change America, or they hate Trump, or both. And so these things are mainly within our, two of these items are kind of outside of our borders, and a couple of these other invasions are from within our borders. And so I've expanded on that throughout the book, and in total, including the prologue and all that, the book's about 170 pages, and anyway, I enjoyed reading it. It was kind of surprising to me how easy I thought it was to write, but it says about everything you need to know.
Martin, I'm going to get your opinion on a couple of things. I think the main problem in our country right now is perhaps a little bit different. I mean, I don't have a lot of time for BLM. I don't have a lot of time for Antifa. I don't have a lot of time for illegal aliens, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the reason those particular factions are getting pretty strong right now is purely and simply because ethics and morals in the United States right now they're both really slipping. And I believe they have been slipping since probably the early 1960s. You got a comment on that?
I certainly do. Listen, I don't know how much time you want to give me on this, but I've got about 3 minutes. If I could have the space of 3 minutes, I could go over a pretty good bunch of issues of what is bad at the moment for the future of our country and what is good.
Go for it, Martin. Go for it.
Okay, the future of our country, and now here's what I think. I think the future of our country is about 50-50, and it's very iffy, if that's a catchy phrase. So I'll just very quickly, I'll try to tell you what I think is bad. Number one, we've had a general breakdown in our respect for law. We've seen it all over the cities, burning stuff, and then the police stand by being told by the mayors, oh, just let them riot. You know, what in the heck's going on? So we have generations of children and voters that are poorly educated in civics, ethics, morals, religion, economics, the Constitution, and personal responsibilities. Plus, liberalism dominates our colleges and institutions of higher learning. Okay, another issue. Many billionaires are supporting liberalism, such as BLM and Antifa, and general lawlessness, and they're even supporting funding and encouraging illegal aliens to flood our borders. Now, these are American people. These are American billionaires doing that. And then the mainstream media powerfully influences most of the general public. And the majority of people vote for Democrats. And that's proven by the very fact that the Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. And remember, no politician is in office unless the voters put them there. And that is not a good sign for the future of our country if the people and the mindset of is the majority of the people that think like that. That's scary. And then,
you know, Martin, it's a. Oh, go ahead. Continue.
And then, of course, we have much of the very popular social media that promotes Marxism and censors many of the conservative books and internet broadcasters. We've had a catastrophic breakdown in the family values, family units, and attendance at churches. That fits into the religion part of all these ethics, morals, religions, and economics business. And then the next thing I saw, and I'm seeing right now, is that everyone sits on their butts way too much watching TVs, computers, and smartphones while they get fat and lackadaisical. This isn't good for a society. TV and video games are a lot more fun and attractive than watching politics, which is very important. Now, I remember when I was young, I didn't care about politics, you know, and it's only when I think most people get older that they start paying attention.
Well, I think there's any question about that. Martin, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break, right? Not right now. We got about 45 seconds right now. So just chat for 45 seconds and we'll take a quick commercial break. Go ahead, bud.
Okay. Well, now we're seeing many states, cities, and city councils. We've had a general breakdown of respect for law and support of our police, military, and the Constitution. And then people are now, because of liberal issues up there in the White House, we got people getting paid way too much for not working. There needs to be a larger gap in the amount paid for welfare versus minimum wage, because people are not going to work unless there's an incentive to work. You know, so the rhinos and these government policies are killing us. And then, of course, external forces are in play for one world economy. And in countries like Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, you know, totalitarianism.
Martin, got to cut you off just for a second and take a real quick commercial break. And then we're going to be right back. Jimmy and I are chatting with Martin Konyak.